Now, before we had all the kind of modern smartphones and laptops and terrific computers we have today, you might remember well back in the day when computers were first becoming a thing, the black backgrounds, green text of the old school retro look. Well, it would seem we are returning to those times with Apple, Microsoft and other big tech companies announcing the release of dark mode features, boasting about its health benefits for our eyes and battery-saving possibilities. Here to talk to us a little bit more is Mr. Brendan Murphy, lecturer of digital media at CQ University. Brendan, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program this morning. Now, dark mode, could you explain to us, firstly, a little bit about what this actually is?
Yeah, it's great that you mentioned the early days of computer with the black background and the green text. Because in those days, the cathode ray display was basically black and it was lit up when things were shot at it. So the page, by default, was black. Look, there are many, many angles to look at this from, but one is just the historical angle and the relationship between technology and how we consume culture. So one of the big shifts that really helped home computers get off the ground was going to a graphical user interface, where we tried to recreate familiar things from the office or from the workplace. So if we had text, we wanted it to look like ink on paper. So perhaps rather than wondering why we're talking about dark themes now, why did we default to black text on white? Probably to mimic paper, I think. But we're at a very different phase now where our computers are not mimicking our interaction with media and the outside world. They're our primary source of interaction with media.
I do remember my first, kind of computer. I did get the monitor originally for Christmas and was told that that was because Santa Claus understood the monitor. The old school monitor would actually hook up to my dad's brick of a laptop and I'd be able to use it a little bit more freely than I can. So I can remember those old days that you mentioned there in terms of the monitors. Is this just, this switch over to dark mode, is it just an aesthetic? Is it a new sort of design? Or is there some deeper reasons behind it in terms of, like I mentioned there, the eyesight and battery-saving benefits?
Look, I think first and foremost, it's an aesthetic. I think as operating systems and different types of phones sort of converge, it gets harder and harder to find new features and things to really want. So I think dark themes kind of like that. It's the new cool thing, even though it's a very old cool thing. Look, there are some very practical reasons. If your screen is black, that means it's not illuminated. So white text on a black background will draw a lot less power. It will also subject you to a lot less light. And there is research that suggests that exposure to light from phones will interrupt your sleeping. I don't think that research is strong. It might be a factor in something like partner disturbance if you're reading late at night. So yeah, there's benefits there, but they're not strong. And I think really we're looking more than anything at an aesthetic.
I mean, the idea behind that of saving our eyesight when we're looking at phones and screens, it certainly makes a great deal of sense because we're more and more engaged with these every day of our lives. Is there sort of research going into how we can better use screens and design screens so we are saving our eyes?
Yes, that's a really good point. I think that the fact that there's just generally less exposure to a bright screen across the day is probably a good thing. I don't think there's much research that shows actual light versus dark does a whole lot just yet. Mm. There's actually research that seems to suggest that we still process process text that's black on white a little bit more easily than the other way around. But then as the computer interface becomes something that's in front of us almost always, maybe we don't want to have that heightened sort of mode of taking information in all the time. So maybe the black mode might slow that down a little bit, which for people who stare into their phones way too much, like me, maybe that's not a bad thing. So, yeah, look, there's research kind of backs up the claims that are made, the sort of counter research that goes against that. The big thing is that whether you have a white background or a black background, white on black type, black on white is still very high contrast, very easy to read, and black and white sit outside of all the other colour options that we have in the design. So I was reading that Mac are claiming that their latest operating system with the black mode lets all the other bits of the interface get out of the way, and we just have the black emptiness and the type. So what we're really talking about there is evolving our user interface design, user experience design, to make what we're looking at, what we're doing, really obvious and clear, and have everything fade into the background. But that's more about interface design than black or white, I think. Though I think Apple have done some really good work on their user interface design, but what they're pushing is dark mode, because that's for whatever reason, that's captured the zeitgeist of the tech heads, and it's a cool commodity.
Just as a final point, as you mentioned there, sort of this is a bit of a commodity, a bit of an added feature with not necessarily a great deal of research behind it. Are companies like Apple and smartphone producers, those that create websites and the like, kind of running out of features they can sell us on when all of these things keep updating and updating every year, or even, you know, every month? Are they kind of running a little bit low on features they can continue to say, well, this is a really great thing?
Yeah, I do think that's the case. And I think we've reached a point where people are less likely to upgrade their phone. I mean, the Mac thing at the moment is about some desktop, but it used to be that people would regularly update their phone, particularly their Apple phone, every year. Apple were very good in the early days of releasing a new feature each release. But our phones now are so good and so capable and really also similar that you really do have to work pretty hard to get a point of distinction, I think. So I think, yeah, you're right. I think that's what they're doing.
Well, Brendan, I do appreciate you joining us this morning, having a bit of a chat with us.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thank you.
That was Brendan Murphy, lecturer in digital media at CQ University, discussing with us dark mode. You know, those claims that it may well be good for the battery, good for eyesight. A little bit of a question mark over that one there, whether it is just a little bit of a fad to make something small sound a great deal more exciting than it is, because, well, it sells. It sells phones, it sells computers.